This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Velma V. Morrison Center for the Performing Arts is Idaho's premier performing arts center. The center opened its doors back in 1984, and today it is recognized as a major destination for arts and culture, annually hosting hundreds of live entertainment and arts education offerings. And this week, the center officially welcomed its newest executive director. After an international search, Laura Kendall was named to the position, and she literally just started the job on Monday. So she's joining us live in studio, because why wouldn't you do that on your first week of work? Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, welcome to Idaho. Welcome to Boise.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So you have spent the last few years in Omaha.
Correct.
And you were the vice president for Omaha Performing Arts.
Yes.
So talk to me about that, because it wasn't just one facility.
Right. We had two facilities. We had a beautiful, almost 100-year-old, 2,600-seat Broadway house called the Orpheum Theater. They're all across the country. And then we had a really amazing concert hall, the Kiewit Concert Hall, which had about 2,000 seats, incredible acoustics. That's where our symphony played. So I did all the programming and booking for both of those venues. So I felt very fortunate to have this opportunity to really get into a really big space like that, 2,600 seats is a lot of fun to book, and you get to bring in a lot of great artists.
So you have about 20 years of experience in this industry. So talk to me just a little bit more about your career background.
Oh, absolutely. I started at the Lead Center for Performing Arts in Lincoln, Nebraska. You know Lincoln.
I lived in Lincoln for 2 years as a TV news anchor. I saw Les Mis at the Lead Center.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I probably saw the exact same
right,
show.
Exactly.
So that's where I grew up. I went to the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. And after that, I left for a little while, worked in film and television in Los Angeles, and went, wow, this traffic is a lot, and decided to move back to Lincoln, get my graduate degree. And that's where I started at the Lead Center. And I was doing a lot of education and community engagement work with the Lead Center. And that really just opened my eyes to this industry of live performance, and had so much fun there, got my graduate degree, and then really wanted to get into booking and programming with the idea that eventually I wanted to run my own theater and program.
So what made this position desirable?
It's one, Boise is an incredibly wonderful art city, growing. It's vibrant. It's definitely on the map as a place to a great place to live and work. And then the Morrison Center is just this incredibly beautiful space. It has a Broadway series, which is something that is near and dear to my heart. I love Broadway, and so to get to work with the staff and the Morrison Center Endowment Fund is just it's really great. And then I started on a university campus. So the Lead Center is part of the University of Nebraska. I've worked at several other universities that had a performing arts center attached to it. So it's what I know and love. And being able to be a part of that community is a huge draw for me.
So what is the difference between having, you know, a performing arts center associated with a university mm-hmm. versus, you know, in Omaha, a standalone?
Yeah, there is a distinction for sure. So in Omaha, it was the first time I worked for a truly nonprofit 501c3 with a board, and had, you know, mission, vision, all of those things, and a mandate for programming and education. So that was really an incredible way for me to learn that side of the business. But the university is really special because you have a built-in community already, and infrastructure is there, which is also really great. But I think being so close to students and faculty and learning puts the arts in a really important and central place to a university. And it really gives students access into not only learning about themselves through the arts and through the things that they're seeing, but interacting with world-class musicians and, you know, Broadway stars and all of that. They get an opportunity mm-hmm. to be there, but then see what it's like to work in the industry. And that's a huge benefit.
That's a really interesting point, because literally a year ago today, The Lion King was here at the Morrison Center for, I believe, like a 3-week run.
Right.
I actually pulled my kids out of school to go see it last year. But what was so interesting about it was they're part of the chorus. They were Boise State University students. Mm-hmm. And is that something that you see more when a performing arts center is affiliated with a university versus if it were a standalone event center.
Absolutely. I think it absolutely has to be part of the center's performing arts center's DNA to have students as part of productions or as close as possible to those productions. Whether that's performing right alongside, a show that's coming through, or shadowing, or getting a chance to interact, I think is so important. Whether the students decide to go into the performing arts or not, there's such a great energy, and you learn so much about teamwork and about yourself, and really gain confidence as a young person being able to be a part of these kind of events. So for me, that is central to what I want to see continue and build upon while I'm there at the Morrison Center.
We're talking with the new executive director of the Morrison Center for the Performing Arts, Laura Kendall. So are there programs that you'd like to implement here that we haven't seen yet?
You know, I think there's a lot of possibility and promise that we can do. So there's work with the K-12 school systems that we haven't really done yet, and I would love to see us align and bring some programs into maybe some schools or vice versa. We have an excellent summer camp in the summer, so maybe there's something that we can do more for young people through that K-12 age group that we aren't serving yet.
And, you know, there has been, I think, a really long history of the arts at the Morrison Center, in particular, where it's really gone in the last 10 years in particular. And as you mentioned, the Broadway series. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been lucky enough over the last decade in particular to get something like The Lion King that comes here with not just a traveling show, but an actual 3-week performance of one of the main, some of the main Broadway performers. Is that something that you think we can continue to maintain?
Absolutely.
In our community?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for instance, Hamilton is going to be on this season next year. We just finished Hamilton in Omaha. And Omaha is, three times the size of Boise. So already, I think, the industry really sees how Boise is such an arts community, how people really do come out and love it and want to see more of it. So I definitely think there'll be growth. My hope is that we continue to bring these incredible straight from Broadway, tours, and that we get to continue to maybe even build on that and do more performances so even more people can have that opportunity to see great shows.
Are there certain Broadway shows that you would like to see come to Boise? I mean, as you said, Hamilton, of course.
I know, that's
coming,
so
right?
Great.
Right.
So exciting. Yeah, that was one of the things that I saw and I went, yes.
Yeah.
It's such a
fun
show.
I know how to do this.
Oh, we got this. We're good. I love that show. I love the show Come From Away, which is this fantastic, beautiful show that's based on what really happened right after 9/11, when they had to reroute all of the airplanes that were in the sky to Gander, Newfoundland, tiny little town. So you may have heard about that on the news. It made a little bit of news. Dan Rather
right.
did a neat special about it. So they made it into a musical, which is sometimes hard to describe, but it is the most joyful, hour and a half that you'll spend in a celebration of just people coming together and really welcoming each other and learning about each other and taking care of each other. It's just a beautiful show. So I would love to see that one come through. There's a really great stuff on Broadway that I'm sure we'll be touring that, would be something that would catch my eye. I know Mean Girls is out there touring, which is, fun show.
I mean, yeah, right?
It's like so great. So yeah, I mean, my hope is to get in there, roll up my sleeves and try to get us the best shows that we possibly can.
Okay, so what's it been like the first week on the job?
Oh, it's been fantastic. It's been so welcoming. The staff is just amazing to work with. I've had so much fun getting to know them. We're really getting a chance to kind of, dream about what we want to do over the next 5-10 years. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in, especially in your first week on the job.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've been talking with new executive director of the Morrison Center for the Performing Arts, Laura Kendall. Again, welcome.
Thank you.
Up next, I'll look at things that go bump in the night just in time for Halloween. This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.